It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Alright, well, hi and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. I don't do it that way anymore, do I? I say, as heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. It's Nerd Talk Plus. From the wasteland... Oh, no, he's not here. Hello. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot and your Sex Panther. He's call signs Corn Dog 1, but we call him Siege. Hello.
What's up, Sex, boys? How we doing today?
Sex Panther.
Sex Panther.
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Gravy in the background. And, well, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or possibly even what we get right. If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Sex Panther Siege, you could do that at nerdtalkplus.com. All right. Well, we're just kind of like waiting on Brandon. He's running a little bit late, but that's okay. Well, I don't know if we start talking about things or we wait for him.
Well, we got a review.
Let's hear the review.
It's amazing. I'm sorry I missed it. It's all the way back from May 3rd, 2024, back in the olden times.
Wow. That's not missing it, dude. That is right in the middle of our timeline, okay? That is like pretty good.
For how we work, yes, I would probably say that.
Yeah.
This is from our good friend Sky16172849506. Sky says, talking nerd, 5 stars. Why didn't the narwhal invite the unicorn to his party?
Why?
I don't know. That's it. So... if anybody else has answers out there, feel free to hit us up.
At Question Nerd of the Week.
Talk Plus. Yeah, of course. At nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out on Instagram, or nerdtalkplus.com, where you can find all of our contact information and get in touch with any single one of us, except for Brandon, because he doesn't answer anything, including our texts.
Yeah, Brandon, geez. First of all, way to go full host mode. I like that about you. Second, I know... at least one Sky, and she's smoking hot.
Like, well, hi, Sky. Feel free to say some sexy things about your friend Siege over here.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going for. But yes, do that. Whoa, everybody. This is getting out of control. Siege, do you remember anything we talked about last week that we need to circle back on? I can't. Gravy wasn't here. I mean,
Gravy wasn't here.
I remember laughing a lot, but... my brain is so melted from...
We had a lot of Guinness World Records.
Law of the Sea. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, I totally remember that. That was a lot of Gravy saying, what happens on the boat stays on the boat.
Oh, that's right. last week we celebrated Pride Month. I got Jeff.
Yes, we celebrated Pride Month. I believe we're still celebrating Pride Month.
Yeah, well, that was... No. We're like a corporation. We only celebrate for a limited amount of time, and then we
that's right.
Ignore
and as soon
it for
as
the
it
next
turns
11
to
months.
July, cut it off.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, we got a haiku review. Oh, that was good. Yeah, we've got someone in the chat. Let's see here. It's not gay if it's underway, says Brandon. I'm going to say it might
gravy.
Be, and it's
gravy.
Fine. I'm fine with it. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Although I was trying to text someone about my child today, and I was like. So I was in bed the other day, and my boy was asleep. I was like, I don't think I should talk about my boy in that capacity. I don't think I should like talk about having a boy around in my bed like that. Maybe I meant my human child that I created was there, but
I do the same thing. When my son comes to visit, he stays in my bed, and then I have like friends who are my same age seeing pictures of him like playing video games, like when we go out to the arcade, and be like, not to sexualize your 14-year-old son, but he's got a great ass.
Oh my God! Get out of here! Stop that! Yeah, Gravy's wife?
No, different Nikki, different Nikki. But maybe it could be if she's seen the picture.
Oh, the off camera or the off mic stuff is the best.
Yeah. Anyway,
wait, hold on. What did Brandon text us there? Oh, I have it up. Oh. But is he jerking off? Is that why he's not here? He's got it up, but
is he just trying to keep it off camera? We always try to keep his hands where we can see them.
All right. Well, I guess we get started then. I was kind of like holding out for him. Brandon actually submitted this first thing, and so I feel kind of bad talking about it. I wanted to talk to him about nerd books, but he's not here. So this is possibly for question of the week.
Of the week.
Thank you. Your wife has been kidnapped and is being held in a location 30 minutes away. You're driving to rescue her. It's a warm night and your windows are down. Do you listen to music on the drive there, yes or no?
Absolutely. Yeah. I am absolutely listening to music. And
I'm stopping at Waffle House, if I'm being real. I'm like, well, I can't go rescue someone on an empty stomach.
Yeah, you got a carbo load for the ensuing battle.
What do you mean there's no Waffle House nearby? I'm still going there. She'll be
take the long way, southern route through Georgia.
Actually, I'd be rushing because I need help raising this kid. So it'd be like, come on, we got to save her.
The question should be, what music are you listening to? Like, are you going...
What is appropriate? What's appropriate music to listen to when you're rescuing your spouse? Yeah.
Are you going to like Short Circuit 2? Is I need a hero.
Oh, I was thinking, Los Locos, kiss your ass. Yeah. Los Locos, kick your face.
That's what I say as soon as I bust in the door.
Or bust. Never mind. Never mind.
Same thing.
Never works both mind. Ways. Yeah, I don't. So like, I'm a creep, and there's a lot of times where I'm Radiohead. So internalized. Yep, what?
Radiohead. I'm a creep. No.
There's so many times that I'm like so internalized while I'm cruising around that I will drive for 29 minutes without having anything on, just having like arguments about the future or planning my own demise or whatever, like from TIE fighter related attacks, that like I don't even realize I'm not listening to music at the time. And so I would drive without the music on. I don't know.
I've done that too, but my argument having usually happens in the shower.
Sure.
Also where I do my majority of my crying.
But by crying, he means from his wiener.
Yes. I only cry from my wiener in the shower. But yeah, I do my scream
and
arguments
my laundry.
In the shower. Yes, and my laundry and that one sock.
So he's just taking an everything shower. That's what the ladies call it, right?
And he's doing his laundry. Shower.
Doing his crying.
Brush your teeth. Shave your armpits.
Full disclosure, Siege is watching game 2 of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, I think, probably.
Yes.
And it's someone versus my favorite team, the Panthers.
Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which is basically the Odessa, Texas of Canada.
I got to tell you, my favorite teams in order go, well, now, obviously, the Florida Panthers.
Correct.
And then the Detroit Red Wings.
Ooh.
And then the Pittsburgh Penguins. Noticing a pattern of teams in the 90s that were big.
Yeah.
And then, then the Seattle Kraken. And then the Canucks. I think it's funny, Gravy hates the Kraken. Like, he hates them so much because of the name. And so he, like, refuses to root for the Kraken or go to games or anything. And he's like, I'll send my wife to go see the New Jersey Devils because that's where she's from. I'll send her to go watch, but I refuse to go and support. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we started the show, he was telling me about, like, how they'll go take a weekend in Vancouver to watch the Vancouver Canucks versus the New Jersey Devils instead of going to a single Kraken game. Yeah. But I get it, man. Like, I can only imagine prices in Seattle versus some place, especially because it's brand spanking new team.
I went with
a brand spanking new arena.
I went with Gravy to said spanking arena, and
nice.
We filled a bucket. It was crazy. $52 for a couple beers, man. And now
you're supposed
to
get 100 each time.
They're a big, they're the big 24-ounce Coorses or whatever, and $52 for two beers. And so...
What?
Yeah, it was, it's out of control. It's, like, ridiculous. If you're not drinking, then you're a real hero there. And welcome!
Oh,
welcome
my goodness! What
to the show! He's the first person... Nope, that's not the right one. Let's scroll up. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but your fur daddy. He's Brandon from the internet. Hello, Brandon.
Dead inside. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's just, yeah, that, are you more dead inside? Intro.
Yeah, dead inside. Yeah. There's a Muse song that has it. I wonder if they'd let us license it. I doubt it.
Totally. Yeah.
You can
maybe
ask them.
Are any of those guys dads? Maybe we could just ask them, like, hey, you know what I mean?
And they'd the be bass like, player yeah, has right. six kids.
That's he's for sure dead inside.
For sure.
The
for
singer sure. has, like, a bunch of kids by a bunch of celebrities, so that's a thing.
Yeah,
so,
probably less dead inside.
He just posted a picture. No, celebrities are terrible, too. Don't worry. We're all terrible. Yeah, okay. We're humans. We're terrible. We're humans. We keep a little dirt under.
Keep a little dirt under your pillow for the dirt, man.
What a sensation that's been. Brandon, we just asked a question. Your wife has been kidnapped, is being held in a location 30 minutes away. You're driving to a rescue. It's a warm night and your windows are down. Do you listen to music on the drive there, yes or no? We established that I'm kind of a psychopath when I drive without anything turned on. And so that's a potential for me to just forget to put something on because that happens or whatever. But then we agreed that, yeah, you probably put something on, but what is it? What's appropriate? Brandon from the internet.
Oh, man.
Do you, first of all, do you listen to music? You're probably just like, I can imagine you being so stressed out. Like white knuckle driving, being like, God, like half swearing to yourself.
Listening to an audiobook about somebody sucking in some stormlight.
Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about that.
I feel like what happens, like, if you go anywhere with my dead inside brother, Steven, who he's been like this.
He doesn't seem dead inside. He seems okay.
No, this is teacher brother, for sure dead inside. Sup, Steven.
He seems very well adjusted. Sub dummy.
I hung out with him. He seemed nice. Yeah.
Yeah, he's nice.
We have the same jacket.
Are we not nice?
Fair. I mean,
yeah. But he's the kind of person where, and this kind of kills me a little bit. So, Steven, I've never told you this in person, but I know you listen, so now you know. But what kills me a little bit is anytime you sit in the car with somebody and they have to pick the music for the drive before they start moving. And I don't think his music selections are bad or anything, but it's like sometimes I'm like, okay, let's go. And he's like, yeah, okay. He sits down and probably puts on some Muse because he loves Muse.
Dead inside!
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I'm very much the number one... what do you call it? Like, convenience of the new vehicles these days is the, for me at least, is the wireless Bluetooth or wireless Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
And so you sit in the car and then it just starts playing whatever it was that you were listening to the last time that you were listening to it.
And pound
so
me harder. And you're like, ah!
I would be like,
mommy!
So anyway,
in reality,
so, yeah,
it's just the show thinking, and you're still embarrassed. You're like, no.
Oh, no. It's like when you were in that meeting and a group chat from Secret Buttholes kept popping up in front of all of your friends who are like just parent friends and not
weren't
like,
they like
friend
children
friends.
Too?
No, it was just an admin and then another parent and I in a meeting. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Secret Buttholes says, and I'm like, oh, no.
My favorite message that we ever got from you was, please stop.
Please
keep going.
Please stop. So anyway, long story short is I feel like if my wife is like, I don't know, what was it, tied up to some train tracks 30 minutes away and I got to drive and it's a warm night and my windows are down, I'm probably just going to listen to whatever turns on my wireless CarPlay instantly.
Phil Collins.
Because I'm too, I'm like very, very much too lazy to change the interface, you know, like to use the actual interface, even though it's really cool and convenient and all that. So it's probably going to be just like, I've been doing a lot of audiobooks lately.
Oh, dude, we got to talk. What are you listening to audiobook wise? Are you listening to the long books that you read, or what are you doing?
No, I did that. And those audiobooks are like 58 hours long.
Yeah.
And that was too long.
That's my speed.
Yeah. Well, I do, even at 1.5 speed, it's still, what, like 40 hours long, or, you know, almost 40 hours long audiobook at 1.5. And then any faster than that, like, my brain can't comprehend it.
I never speed it up. I'm like in for the long haul. I got a dog to walk. I got like time to like stop thinking about.
Yeah.
It's like a whole, like, I need the distraction.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well,
I should probably take that out. Gosh darn.
Probably. Just bleep it. Just bleep it. Yeah.
Got time to think about.
Yeah. Fill in the blank. It's not going to be what you think it is.
Whatever you want it to be.
Let's dub it over with what's the lady's boobs?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yeah, okay.
We'll dub it over. Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yeah, dude. She got cast or something, and I was like, I got it at the right time. So I don't know.
Was it like a Star Wars thing? Like,
It sounds like it. Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay. So, well, the reason I ask you about the audiobooks is that I'm listening to, my favorite book ever is Shogun, but it's like a 40-hour book or something like that, but it's about like how you like show up in Japan with like being the enemy and how you win your way into favor or whatever. It's incredible. And I specifically mentioned it to you, Brandon, because we both watched this, you know, we both like got into that Ip Man stuff at the same time-ish or whatever. And it's like kind of romanticized Eastern for the West, okay? It's like a white guy who served in one of the wars over there. He comes back and he writes about it after his time there.
Korea.
James Clavell. And I think he was a POW. And so he comes back and is fascinated with that and writes about it. Not that you guys, the others, aren't interested in this too, but I just, for some reason, gravitate towards Brandon about this. And so, like, it's amazing. Shogun's amazing. There's the series on television. I don't know what it is on
Netflix.
I haven't watched
it's
it.
Awesome.
Hulu,
I
Netflix.
Love it. I watch it all the time.
No, it's on Hulu.
Wait.
I think.
Is it?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I just have to
It actually
it
doesn't matter
TV.
Where it is, because you can just Google it. But the audiobook read by Ralph Lister is incredible. But I've read the book twice and then listened to it now also, and it's just so cool. But then someone turned me on to this other thing called Musashi, and it's like Japan's version of Shogun.
Oh
yes, not Mawashi. No, it's not about sumo taint.
I just glanced over the last thing I had on my whiteboard, and it was like the human centipede longest push up.
Okay, great.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just couldn't. Sorry.
Mawashi.
I want to hear more about your Mawashi.
There's like a Musashi is a Mawashi. Excuse me. Is like a there's like a 30-minute prelude to it to be like to tell you what to expect and everything. And it like basically says the westernized version is Shogun, but the stuff that's more historically accurate and based on actual Japanese conceptions of like life is Musashi. And it takes away a lot of the like everyone killing themselves over honor thing, and just like it's more about challenging each other to fight to the death, and as opposed to like killing themselves.
Cool.
And dealing with
should
love and all that.
I think we should
want to. Are we gonna wait? Are we challenging each other to fight? Is that what we're doing? Sword fights?
Yeah, instead of Sydney Sweeney's boobs. instead of Sydney's movies, that's gotta go with the Velociraptor. So
hold on, the Velociraptor is our glossary of stupid things that we say on the show that no one can find but Siege. Anyway,
so instead of Sydney Sweeney's boobs, we should just all challenge each other to fight to the death.
Well, Sean is the only one that's capable of winning that, so I think Gravy is the new king of the show, and so, yeah.
All right.
I think he's the only man that stared death in the face and, like, walked away victorious, as opposed to...
I choked on
twice.
A donut in fifth grade. That was pretty
helpful. I have three edits to make this episode. We gotta dial it out. All right. Well, speaking of pooping your pants, there's a...
Wait, hold on. Speaking of... I'm sorry. That's probably going to be a great segue. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. That.
But being that it's Pride Month, do you think a lot of people went to Hulu to watch a show called The Bear and were severely disappointed?
I know I was.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, speaking of pooping your pants, there we are. Back to it.
Yes, welcome back.
There's a new Don't You Dare flavor combination, and I'm going to reverse engineer it this time because I always say you're never going to believe this, but I'll ask the question, what snack food do you think would be appropriate for adding ketchup to? What snack food goes well with ketchup? We can start easy.
Like, are we talking like candies?
I have an example.
I feel like
junk food. You get stoned and you eat something.
Pretzels. Ketchup flavored potato chips, like so, yeah, Canada.
Pretzels. So that's where I go. If you're in Canada, like that, you get the all dressed or the ketchup chips or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's like
yeah.
Those are a little too tangy for me typically, or a little too whatever it is. But like I get how that
Canadian.
Works because it's potatoes and ketchup. Like it's like we do that all the time at fast food or whatever. What else would be an acceptable? Like, could you have ketchup ice cream?
I'm sure it's...
Yeah, probably. I mean,
I wouldn't do it, but...
The thing with ketchup is it's supposed to be salty and savory, but it's also, like, extremely sweet. Like, it's loaded
here,
with sugar.
Least. Yeah, we fill it full of sugar in America. I think
pretzels?
Other places maybe don't.
Maybe pretzels?
Yeah, okay, ketchup-flavored pretzels.
Yeah. Kind of like those Costco, like those snacky ones from the gas station. I don't know. It's like they made the what's the mix that comes with all of the things, and then there's just the one thing.
Pirate's
that's
booty.
Really good.
Gardetto's.
I thought that was like the like that. Like okay. That would be good with ketchup.
What is Gardetto's? Yeah, okay. Have you guys never had Pirate's booty? Where it's
sure,
like
Pirate's booty's like the popcorn, isn't it? Like the popcorn.
No, but they make they make like a treasure chest one that's like full of all the things, right?
It's like Doritos, Cheetos, pretzels.
None of
chips.
Them fresh.
Yeah, none. Just
this
all
sounds
thrown
like the,
in one bag.
The snack version of Dr. Pepper or whatever.
Pretty
the,
much
the one that. What's the one that's
flavors.
Like 23 flavors?
Yeah. Greg's favorite.
Our number two soda in America, tied for number two with Pepsi. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I don't think we got to this because we missed a 10-day phase there. But a couple weeks ago, I discovered maybe we did. I don't know, Oreos and Sour Patch Kids combined. And man, someone brought those in to the station. Shout out! First of all, this is a tangent, but I don't think we talked about this. Shout outs to my buddy Vincent. He is a seventh grader, at the school that asked me if I would auction off a chance to host Nerd Talk, the 1 minute show on 107.7 The End weekday mornings, quarter till, every hour. And I was like, absolutely. And so his mom bid on it and won, and he got to come in and host Nerd Talk and got to write and record. And I should put it in. This in this episode. I'll put it. I'll take. Stop. I see, Brandon.
No, I'm just more thinking about this kid's parents being really stoked to listen to his segment again later on after listening to us talk about Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Oh, they're not. No, they're not going to hear this, but I'm going to put it in
Nerd
right
Talk
here.
Team?
Come and put it in right here, and then you guys ready? You're going to hear it right now.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Welcome to my highly abridged lecture on space elevators. What is a space elevator? Glad you asked. A space elevator is when you launch a very long cable into space. But because the Earth is spinning, it pulls the rope tight. Sort of like those flying saucer fair rides where it spins and you get stuck on the wall. Then you send a cable car to ride up and down to and from space. It reduces the cost of sending squishy humans and other stuff to orbit from $20,000 per kilogram to about $200. That's like $21,000 per Gregor.
Hey, easy, leave me out of this.
Now, one thing I worry about is, just like a tightrope, the closer to the middle you get, the more room it has to noodle, or for you to lose your noodles. Anyway, this is probably how the average meatbag, like you or me, would most likely get to space. Thanks for listening to my highly abridged lecture on space elevators. Talk to you again never!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Nerd Talk this morning is dedicated to all the awesome kids at Open Window School.
What do you think?
The magic radio. Yeah.
You can't help me out here and be like, wow, good job.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Whoa! Amazing.
The guy who doesn't talk got the assignment, but no one else. Jeez. Thanks. Anyway, we let Vincent come in and host Nerd Talk, and they heard me talking about the Oreos mixed with Sour Patch Kids, and so they brought in a pack. I gotta tell you, I hate on all these combos because I don't like change, and boy, was it awesome. You can't eat.
Was it the dirt pie ones that were
Like yellow Oreos with white frosting in between, and then there's bits of Sour Patch Kid both in the frosting and the cookie. And it sounds kind of crazy, but it was incredible. You can't. Now, here's my thing, is that I can eat a sleeve and a half of Oreos without much problem. I mean, tons of guilt, but not much problem. But I could only eat four Oreos, and I'm gross. So it was I couldn't do one minute of Oreos with this. Well, yeah. I could because I'm
there.
Gross,
there was another kind of Oreo. I think it was the dirt cake. You guys know dirt cake, right? Where they just kind of pile. I don't know what it is, but it was Oreo. It was chocolate Oreo, fudge cream inside it with the sour gummy worms on it as well. So it was basically a chocolate version of what you guys had.
Ooh,
and
neat.
I had those, and just like you said, I could only eat four of those. And normally
I had one of those recently.
Really?
I had some with crab meat in it. It was awesome. It was just crab meat and Oreos mixed together, and there was butter sauce
You also ate the dog butt tainted popsicle. So
I didn't actually eat a crab flavored Oreo, and I did eat after my dog licked my popsicle, and she was definitely munching her own butt earlier. So yeah, that's
dog
a thing.
Butt popsicle. That's a flavor that we haven't tried yet. Dog butt.
1 minute of dog butt popsicle.
it's this noise.
No. Yes.
Okay, we're done.
At least
we're
he
done.
Didn't leave the room this time.
There's a baby in Brandon's room. What?
Quick, start
what
swearing.
What are you doing, dude? You're supposed to be asleep. Hey, man.
So can you say hi?
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Can you say hi, Gregor?
Hi, Gregor.
Say hi, Siege.
Daddy.
Say hi, Siege.
Hi.
Say hi, Siege.
Hi.
Okay, say hi, Gravy.
Hi, Gravy.
Oh, yeah, my man. Oh, this is the best.
He got a new sword and...
can I borrow it?
So
for
far.
For Sydney Sweeney's boobs?
Let me show you. Look at that.
I love it. He can't hear us though, so... Oh.
No.
I love it. Hi.
Okay. Are you trying to destroy them? Got him.
You should, definitely. Okay. Get this guy.
I go see Mama. Okay?
There's Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Cage.
What's up, Cage?
Good night.
I said hi,
good night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
You guys.
What?
Can you imagine if that kid would have come in here and we would have done what you guys did to me? Where, like, the kid comes in and then we just don't react? And you're just like, cool.
So everybody just stare at Brandon's child.
Yeah, like, okay.
I was,
done ruining the show?
Getting used to it, boy.
I was in Coeur d'Alene. I was in Coeur d'Alene, and I was walking down the main street, and there is a sushi restaurant. I've walked past it probably 15 times and never thought about it. And it is called Kaiju Sushi.
Whoa!
And I thought of you guys. And I was like, Catherine, Cage, my wife, I said, Catherine, you have to... I was like, I need you to... Because my phone had died, and I was like, I need you to take a picture of the place. And she was like, why? Because it says Cage? I was like, oh my God. Kaiju?
When she gets mad.
Yeah, when she gets super mad.
And his wife is a monster.
Or when she switches faith. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
So to the chat real quick, Gravy's been sending us a ton of great stuff. There's a ketchup Cheeto. It's crunchy quokwa. the Cheetos ketchup from Canada, I'm guessing, because they love that there. He sent us some ketchup ice cream, gross. There's the Sour Patch Kid flavored, okay, and then the dirt. God, I love those dirt cups, dude. When you get them at like a whatever for desserts. Anyway, okay. I don't know how to address this to you guys, but I think it's important. Microplastics have been found in every human semen sample tested in a new study. The scientist said the flavor associated with microplastics is unmissable.
The flavor. Who was testing this? And was it scientific?
Or was he just a scientist? I mean, someone's like, for science. It's for pride and for science.
It's for science.
What I need is.
Also, pineapple juice doesn't do anything.
What I need is 2,000 guys and a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket from.
An orange bucket.
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Spokane native.
Yeah. And for science.
So they are gravely worried that our reproductive future is in danger because of the whole microplastics within our semen. But I think it sounds pretty awesome. Like, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. First look at the microplastic semen.
Oh, risky gravy. Click.
Oh, no. Just a naked Barbie doll? All right.
It is Ken's genitals.
Yeah, well.
Perfect.
Bits, as I heard them called today, that I really liked. I don't know why. It was a 2-year-old girl telling a cat not to show everyone its bits, and I was like, I like you. All right, moving on.
Man, that's going to make me, next time I'm in Canada and I get Timbits, that's going to change the entire, because they kind of do look like little balls. So, I mean, they are.
It's Tim's exactly testes. Are. Those are the Rocky Mountain oysters of Canada.
Yes, Timbits.
Timbits.
Yeah, Brandon, Rocky Mountain oysters, Brandon's version.
What flavor goes on those snacks?
Wait, the Brandon's version, they're already balls. How are they going to be more balls?
Balls on balls on balls.
It works. Yeah. You came up with it. It's fine.
It's all like right. That human centipede of push-ups, but balls.
Yeah.
How many Timbits can you fit in your mouth at once?
Dude, it turns out it's like Timbits. 4 or 5. Oh, as a joke question? Yeah.
He's like, I mean, I don't actually have the data. I didn't
try this recently.
I didn't call Sean's friend Tim and find out. It was not a... all right, I've got a couple stories about China, and so do you guys want it to be a weird sex thing or the future might be okay thing?
Do I ever not want it to be a weird sex thing?
I kind of want that to be the same story.
Okay, well, I'll figure it out. Don't worry. This is why I'm the 20-year host or whatever. Okay, well, I'm not sure if this is actually going to be...
Oh, yeah, this is a land of fiction.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot to say that at the top. And now from a land of fiction... I'll just put that in a post.
There you go.
Not sure if this is going to be a sex thing, a robot thing, a VR thing. Most likely a sex thing. But Chinese scientists have developed or have achieved a technological breakthrough by creating this version of electronic skin. It can be applied directly to the existing skin like a Band-Aid, but it's got three layers. Ooh. So it's got like an epidermis and a subcutaneous, or what, I can't remember what all the layers are and stuff. So it helps move nerves around more appropriately. I wonder if it's going to be a suit that you can put on. You don't want to sit there.
No, you're slip. Speaking my language. Keep going. Just say it slower. Take your shirt off.
I just feel like the minute that you let men have this, it's all over. Like, it doesn't matter what it was intended for. It's a sex thing. Like,
right? It was absolutely invented for this.
I can just imagine that there's like a synthetic wiener dildo, I guess is what you say. And then it's got sensors on it, and then you put a sleeve of Chinese skin on your dick at home, and from across the world, you're like having remote sex.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah,
it's almost like Demolition Man, but without having to be local,
dude.
Without NC-17,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's kind of those things right now with the apps, but I mean, not like actual skin that you just like put on top of skin.
Yeah.
I know way too much about sex stuff. Sorry.
There was a movie that I've been trying. You just made me think of. It's the first time I've thought of it since the first time I saw it. Mm-hmm. Bruce Willis was in it. It was called Surrogates.
Wait. Write a haiku about it and then read it to us. Okay.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll read the other story about China.
I don't remember anything about this movie. Okay, all right. I will come up with something.
I mean, you don't have to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But it's like a chance for a haiku review.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The world's biggest solar farm was just switched on again in China. They got to power that electronic skin somehow. The thing is massive and strong enough to power a small country. Literally, one of the examples in the article I read from IFL Science, maybe, I don't know, said a small country like Laos or Cameroon. And I was like, wow. Oh, shout-outs to Nuhu. What up, dog?
What's up, dummy?
That guy's whole country could be powered by this Chinese solar farm. Or the AI VR simulations to have stuff strapped to your wiener. One of the two. I actually know which way they're going to go with this. It's the latter. What I was trying to do is understand just how big the solar farm was, because they said it was, I can't remember, 32,000 acres big, I think is what they said. And so I started asking the internet how many acres stuff was, trying to find like an example here in Washington, and nothing really came to. But it did offer the suggestion that Disney World is about 1 1/5. You need a 1 1/5 Disney Worlds to make this thing. And I was like, okay, well, Disney World's not that big. So then I compared it to cities in Washington. Like, you would need Kirkland and Redmond, Washington, combined with a second Kirkland, Washington, to be as big as this solar farm in the desert of China. And I'm like, that's
crap.
Crazy. I mean, it's so many acres, and like maybe ChatGPT, which is who I was asking because I'm a professional, maybe it got it wrong or something, but that's like a lot of land in order to have a solar farm. Now, it happens to be the Uyghur Autonomous Zone or whatever it is, where they're like, you know, hosting that other genocide, and so I don't know if they're just cooking those people there or what's happening exactly, but that's a massive solar farm. And You could potentially power like a lot of the Midwest with it, or have one here in, you know, the U.S. that's the size of
Disney
World. There's
so much area that we could do that in here. Like, I know they've got a giant solar farm that they're working on in the middle of Florida, like just in the vast area of swamp south of Orlando.
That's the alligators that assembled that. It wasn't even humans.
Yeah, that's to power their own things. They've got toys that they need powered.
Ever since they learned how to grow mustaches, they've been so smart. It's been really something.
Those guys are so devilish. So smart. But yeah, it's like that the one in Florida that they're trying to do can like power like a smaller city, or maybe even a medium-sized city. But I mean, think about like
Ron DeSantis is going to have it dismantled, and he's just going to get back to having slaves dig holes or something like that for diamonds.
No, the gays dig holes.
Okay,
we'll have the gays.
I mean, he doesn't like the Browns either, to be fair. No, like he's no. yeah. That's not his thing. All right, Brandon, you look like somewhat satisfied, and now I think Brandon's got, oh boy, he's defeated already, but I think he's got a haiku review.
I'm very good at stand-up comedy.
Sorry, let me do that one more time.
Sorry?
What was that first thing?
I'm very good at stand-up comedy.
That was a guy with no legs. Here we go.
If you could tell us the name of the film again, please.
Yeah, the movie is called Surrogates.
Yeah.
A movie that came out in, let's see, it came out in 2009. And I have not seen or thought about it since 2009.
Great.
So this is my haiku review of that movie from 15 years ago. Dead inside people also start dying outside. Did Bruce Willis die? And like that last part is just me asking you guys. Like,
he's alive still. Bruce Willis is still alive. Yeah.
Oh, he's got dementia. Okay. I remember people writing about like,
but he's
oh,
got
man,
like
so
super
sad
dementia,
about Bruce
though.
Willis. And I was like, oh no, Bruce Willis died. And then they're like,
yeah, there
no,
was
he
all
was
sorts
dead the
of
whole
like,
time.
Whoa. He's a cyborg.
A haiku
Success.
Review for me, please.
Come on. Yeah. All right.
Well done, Brandon. That was really good. Thanks, nicely done.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
This book, Musashi, I'm reading, they talk about writing in the Japanese style for poetry, and I'm like, oh, they're talking about what we do on the show. They're copying us.
Same thing.
Yes.
Cultural appropriation. From
In the Nerd Talkiverse, we invented haiku.
That's right.
Yeah. And 500 years ago, Japan stole it. Jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. Time-traveling Japan.
They say that Musashi is like us reading about the Civil War. That's their account of their Civil War.
Have you guys seen? Did we talk about this? Like the
did I say that to you?
Yes. The Japanese like old were they like newspaper articles and like cartoons about the American Revolution, and they're the most badass pieces of art I've ever seen. Like
that
is the version of American history that I want to learn.
Yeah, like I swear I did. I want
I believe
that
you.
To be,
I just don't know.
Yeah, I want that to be like how our history is taught. Like it's like the Japanese woodblock art, like the giant wave.
Yeah.
Except our Revolutionary War and everything
else.
Yeah,
it's that kind of art, except it's George Washington crossing the Delaware with like
giant
a saber
round eyes
beheading people.
Yeah, he's got like a katana blade.
Yeah.
I need to find that again. Okay.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is definitely how we should be teaching. Like that is, we should all strive to be the Americans that the Japanese from that time frame think we are.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm gonna start
also,
shooting more people.
That's the probably the type of American history that when you ask like the new Google AI feature what the American history was like, that's the result that you're gonna get.
It's choosing that and the needling
Reddit
as
posts.
It's too.
We've talked about this. AI is gonna be smarter than all of us, and it's gonna be better, and it already is probably.
No, I don't know. This comedian that I'd like to bang, she said that AI is BS, and she's a like physicist or something like that by day and a comedian by night, and
nice.
She like is going on this like she's constantly pointing out how stupid AI is and how it's we're all just being swindled by marketing, and I'm like, yes, but that's how they get you to not pay attention while they
that's
do
how
get smart.
That's big AI talking.
She's not even real. They're like, what is Greg like? He likes brown-haired, skinny chicks that are smart, that are comedy, tattoos. I'm like, I like all that. I'm like,
AI
is not a problem. I'm like, AI is not a problem. My wiener told me AI wasn't a problem.
This comedian I want to bang.
She follows me on Instagram, so that's nice.
Oh, hey, there we go. All right.
But then I post pictures of my kid, and she's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like everyone.
That's
guys,
why I
your
don't
kid's ugly.
Post pictures of my kid.
Yeah, smart. You just like really...
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Have you guys seen those...
now you're happy
those,
again.
Those super, like, hyper-realistic masks that
yes.
are... they. So when you're talking about that skin, that like third, I know we're like so many stories past that now.
I don't care. That's how this show goes.
But like those masks are insane. And I feel like I'm like, why wouldn't everybody use those all the time to commit all the crimes?
Absolutely.
And then I'm like, oh, because there's absolutely no ventilation in them, and your body needs to be able to expel heat from it. Like, that's
just
why
get AI to solve it. Just be like, AI, yeah, figure out how to make this wearable. Like, how
do you get a bunch of those and play soccer?
Great. Everybody should just put these on now. All humans are dead.
Into the juicers. Let's go get their organics from them.
But they do like fake that same company does like these fake masks that are crazy hyper realistic. Like somebody puts it on, it's like it's that uncanny valley thing where like somebody puts it on and it looks crazy realistic, but then as soon as it tries to be somebody specific, like it tries to be Alan Rickman, like it tries to be the Snape version of Alan Rickman, and it's like it's just off enough where you're like, okay, like that's obviously a fake thing. But if you didn't know who Alan Rickman was and you saw this mask, you would probably think that it was a real human. And then they also do the glove. They're doing, maybe not, but they're also doing like gloves and like fake feet that you can put on too.
Ooh.
Like you add this third skin, electric skin thing into it, and all of a sudden, that virtual, let's see,
and the cartoonish wiener.
Skin feet.
See, now I'm just trying to think about anything that it can be used for that isn't weird sex stuff, and I'm just
nothing.
Coming up blank here.
I'm coming up blank.
I'm coming up microplastics here.
Just leave the blank part off unless you're Sean. And that's very funny, Brandon. That's very funny. I'm sorry I didn't get that in time because that was very funny. Yeah. Guys, I have this knee issue and I went to the... See, you could probably relate to this maybe because you had your head cut off earlier this year. But I went to the doctor today for my knee problem and he takes an x-ray and he goes, oh, that's a ton of arthritis. And I was like...
Thanks, guy.
Cool. Yeah.
That's good. So I'm a little bit dead outside, too?
Yeah. I mean, it's technically still inside, I guess. It's
I feel like I thought of the best kind of... Not maybe not the best, but I thought of a really good example of, like, what the dead inside dad's... like, what a feeling like that kind of summed up the entire concept.
Mm.
And
I feel it constantly. I know the feeling.
Trying to explain it to other people, right?
Oh,
like
don't.
Trying to explain it to but there's just this like, you know how there's like a German word for a completely complex feeling,
sure,
that you can explain in English without
Schmetzhaus.
It?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Schmetzhaus 69 420 big guns. The feeling is, as we talked about on this show recently, is I've recently acquired a boat. And the being a dead inside dad is owning a boat and finally being able to do like all of the stuff on a boat that you've always wanted to do, but also being the guy who now has to take care of a boat and has to be the responsible one on the boat and has to like drive the car with the trailer and do all of the crappy parts of the boat and make sure that like the engine doesn't fill up with water, which it totally didn't this weekend, despite who you ask.
Brandon, you have a boat that holds six people comfortably and you had 14 people on it. No wonder it filled up with water.
Yeah. There were not 14 people. There were 8 people and a child.
Yeah,
it was super safe.
A child.
Children are not people.
Children are not people. They don't count.
Well, once they're born, they're not.
Just ask Anakin Skywalker.
Or the
other. That's like the. It's like finally having the ability and the means to do the fun things that you've always wanted to do, but never being able to do them to the extent that you wish you could.
Yeah, because you have to like provide for people and keep them alive,
yeah,
and
you have to be responsible,
care about other humans' feelings, and not
but
just
says who.
Yeah,
I mean that's how you become dead inside. That's how this all works.
Yeah, self-regulated.
Welcome to chaotic neutral, my friends.
We've Sydney Sweeney'd ourselves.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Wow, this is. Yeah. I'm sad. I guess I should open up the Instagram and we should talk about world records or something.
Let's look at other people being awesome.
Well, that's going to make me sad too.
That'll make
it?
Us so yeah. much happier.
All right, well, you said it. So, the new book is out. The new Guinness World Records 2025 is out. That's very nice. Wait, March 4th? I don't want to post from March 4th. Okay, there we go. Okay, the tallest rideable bicycle. This is brand inappropriate.
Yeah.
Is it a penny farthing? That's the thing I know about.
Penny farthings. I feel like it's got to be 50, 15 feet.
Siege?
Oh, I'm going to go big, like 28 feet.
At 7.77 meters,
whoa!
That's 25 feet, 5 inches. Congratulations to
that's
some
you,
French
Brandon.
Guy, two French guys,
Price is
for
right.
making the tallest rideable bicycle. So,
wow.
Congratulations.
Two French guys. That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, that's totally, you're right. Oh, the dudes that break, the dude that breaks concrete blocks over another guy who's planking's back, he's back.
Ooh, let's do
see.
That one.
Most concrete blocks broken on the back whilst in an abdominal plank position in 1 minute, male.
Male. Ooh. There's a female?
I can't
too.
Do a plank for a minute because my shoulder hurts too bad because arthritis, but anyway... Anyone have any guesses?
Can we do the plank with the elbows down? Because I can.
I'll
do that. I'll
tell you, it is elbows down. Elbows down. Oops. Sorry, no sound. Elbows down, and then so from tiptoes to elbows and forearms, they put a large block that you would break in a karate fight down, and then guy hits it with a hammer over this other dude's back. It must hurt tremendously to be the person getting smashed.
Oh, I mean,
how many
there.
Do you think they could do in 1 minute?
It usually does hurt to be the person getting smashed.
Oh, 23.
Hashtag power bottom.
One every 3 seconds. 23.
Because I got to think, you got to put, is there a third person putting the new block on there? Or is it the
okay,
same
so
guy
there
with
are,
hammer?
It is a team of four, five. You have the guy planking.
Okay.
You've got the guy in the black belt with
over a
hammer. A
bowl of milk.
Hammering.
That's
then you've got
Greg.
One dude. No, it's a team of more than that. Because you got
I'm planking because milk underneath and then.
Yeah, then you're like spicy ween solved. Velociraptor. Okay, so here's what happens is that you got a guy in a plank position and then you have somebody who picks up the block and hands it to the next guy. The next guy hands it to the placing guy who places it on the back. Then the guy in the black belt smashes it and two other guys remove the pieces and repeat.
Wow.
So it's like an assembly line and very efficient. So Brandon says 23, Siege.
Ooh, man.
Gravy says 41 in the chat.
Well, now that I know that this is like a more...
It doesn't matter. Like, there's no
I'm
honor
just gonna,
on the line.
I'm going to say 28 again.
Yeah.
With the correct answer today, nailed it, Brandon from the internet with 23.
Look at you. You got both showcases.
He knows how to completely max out a boat and guess the right amount of people getting smashed on the back with a hammer and a block. All right, well, this next one is most skips of a jump rope.
Most
with
skips
one
on a podcast?
Leg.
Us.
Anybody listening right now?
From Guinness World Records on Instagram, most skips with one leg behind the head in 1 minute. How many
does
times
it have
did
to be
jump
attached
rope?
To the body?
You telling me that there was a fifth guy involved in this scenario?
Okay, hold on.
Like, I'm trying to figure out where the
one,
fifth
two,
guy is.
Three, four, five, six guys. Six guys.
Six guys?
Okay, listen. There's a
how many?
Listen,
how long would it take them to fill a 5 gallon bucket? Six dudes?
The guy with the mustache could probably do it instantly. He's got a black belt. He's smashing blocks with a hammer. He looks badass. He's also.
Is it Master Ducati?
The littlest guy. It's but only if he was Indian instead of Italian. So Master.
Master New Delhi?
Thank you. There it is. Master New Delhi is here. Okay, so there's a guy that picks the block up from the stack. He hands it to the guy who's waiting to hand it to the guy who places it. It seems like there's probably one guy who's unnecessary, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
Okay, but don't skip ahead, okay?
No, I think it's... I won't skip ahead. I think it's the unnecessary dude is the two dudes behind the dude that's laying the concrete block.
I think it's fine to have one guy pick it up and hand it off. I think that the guy who's in second position, I think he's useless.
Yeah.
They're just including old Mahindar over here.
They're like, hey, we're breaking a world record, and this is our friend.
Get in there. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, moving on. Guy doing skipping rope with his foot behind his head, leg attached at the hip still, okay? To be clear.
Okay.
How many
skips can you do in a minute? Yeah.
Ooh.
Siege, you start this time.
Okay, I'm going to go with 79.
79 skips in a minute. That's 10 more than the perfect outcome.
111.
We got a guess from Gravy there. I didn't see. Give me a second. 56. I got to tell you today, fight the mustache power, everyone else, because Brandon is the closest. 145 skips in a minute.
What?
A foot behind
his
head.
That's insane.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
I don't leave you one.
Maybe was he doing?
Right.
Maybe he's getting some doubles in there.
That's what I'm saying. Out. Yeah, he's got to be. He's got to be one of those speed ropes.
Yeah,
like the.
I got to be honest with you. It does not
dutch.
Look like it. It looks like he's just doing single. One,
yeah.
Two, three, four, five.
Three, four,
I mean,
five, six. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's just going. I mean, I remember, I would go to a boxing gym near the station a while back.
Where they used to have wrestling. Like, 3-2-1 battle,
yeah,
was there.
That's where they used to do the wrestling, too. And I would go to the boxing classes there, and I remember, like, half of the boxing classes weren't even punching anything. It was just jump roping. And I was like, oh, you could get quite a few of those skips in if you were in better shape than I was.
Skipping rope is the hardest, dude. It is so much. Awful.
I think that's why it's just so much cardio. It's like instant awful. Heart rate. Yeah.
Awful. Congratulations to Paulo Gabriel da Silva Barros of Brazil and Katiuzia Lee Hoshino. They are the shortest married couple. She's also of Brazil. I don't know why they didn't include that after her name. I do know why, but the shortest married couple at a combined height of just 181.41 centimeters. They're not as tall as one Gerg.
Combined?
Combined height of 181 centimeters. A Gerg is 199 centimeters, and so they are 7 inches shorter than me. Anyone here in the chat, 5'10"? Brandon wins again! God damn it!
This
Brandon
is
wins
not
them all.
Fair. This is not fair. He shows up late. He has a child
Queen's
come
house.
Into the room.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's putting so too many cute. People... over fire code on the boat.
Allegedly.
Flooded the boat. Allegedly.
Ruined the boat. Yeah.
Nah, I was able to fix it. For the record.
Did you call your dad? Did you call your dad?
Guys, I did call my dad.
Yeah. We're back.
Hey, Gravy says breaking sea law, and I'm like, what is it, underway, isn't gay or something like that? What
yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, calling your dad is gay?
Hey, fellas, is it gay to call your dad?
To be fair, he called him hot stuff, so it was pretty weird.
Yeah, okay, yeah. My dad did ask me if I've seen the bear recently. I said, which one?
I do a podcast with him every week.
Oh no.
Great, we've killed
part
each
is,
other.
The best part is Greg's met my dad, and
that went exactly how I expected it to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I gotta say, guys, I was feeling terrible coming into this podcast, and now I feel much better. Yeah, I have arthritis now, and I likely have to get my knee replaced here in the future. Like, wow. I think all of us probably will, but
what
I'm
are you
already
gonna replace it with?
Oh, dude, hopefully, freaking Canon
colander.
Or something like that. Colander,
oh, yeah.
just in case I need to do any straining.
I just want pasta.
Wait! I got that pasta, baby. That's how I'm getting back out there.
Oh my god. You want that homemade mac and cheese?
John Manley told me if I could wait 6 years, they'll probably just replace it with a robot leg. And I was like, pretty cool. But could you keep? But could you keep the rest of the leg? And then from there up, Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Oh yes.
That brings us to the conclusion of yet another really top level heady show. And I can only. Say that we really need to like bring this thing back together. Let's wrap it up now with a little bit. What did we learn this week? And to that we go to our silent partner here. It's Sean Gravy Gervin. It's gravy time. Get the gravy navy. Get your brown saber fired up. The gravy saber ready to go.
Man.
Wrap up that gravy saber.
You're gonna make me cough to death as well. Oh, that's brutal. Well, we learned that Brandon will only be teaching the little baby that came into the guest host tonight. American history via Japanese woodcut. That's
dude, you guys need to Google that.
Send it to us or some again, please. That's great.
And then Siege learned that the beers are $54 at the spanking arena that Greg and Gravy went to together.
Yeah, it was good.
$54.
Yeah. Oh, can I interject real quick?
Yeah. I missed that.
The beers at Tampa Bay Rays games are 32-ounce beers, and you get two of them for $12. Just wanted to throw that out there. Florida.
Man, are they playing by sea law or what? Like, that's awesome.
Hell yes.
And then to bring it home, Greg needs to go to Coeur d'Alene to get kaiju sushi with Brandon's wife.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Luke Cage hates sushi, which is probably why I've never recognized that place.
Oh. I saw one of the construction workers that parks in front of my house every day. I saw that he had a sticker on his car now that says, I love sushi, and it was just a stick figure going down on another stick figure. So,
nice. Class. Nice.
I just sent you a picture of American history as told by the Japanese, and it's George Washington punching a tiger.
Yes, dude. That's right. That's right.
He's hammer fisting a tiger. Get out of here. Damn right. That's awesome. Yeah. Also,
Behind the tiger? Yeah, he's kicking the tiger in the butt.
With his butt showing.
Yeah.
What's going on there? What's up with
going butt to butt with a tiger?
Man, this is even better than that movie with Jennifer Connelly.
This is the best one. Dude, this is the best one.
Guys, I've seen a movie.
This is Benjamin Franklin doing the no disassemble to the snake.
Dude, what?
Yeah. See,
are snakes a part of our lore? That's amazing.
Do you not want to be the America that Japan thought we were?
Like, if the right can have the whole don't tread on me snake, then can we have
eat a sword, snake?
Yeah.
And then somehow 200 years later they attacked us. I don't know.
The snakes?
No, Japan. They saw us defeat giant serpents and they still came after us? What are they thinking? Nerd talk, yeah!
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That brings us to the conclusion of yet another really top-level heady show. And I can only say that we really need to like bring this thing back together. Let's wrap it up now with a little bit. What did we learn this week? And to that, we go to our silent partner here. It's Sean Gravy Gervin. It's gravy time. Get the gravy navy. Get your brown saber fired up. The gravy saber ready to go.
Man.
Wrap up that gravy saber.
You're gonna make me cough to death as well. Oh, that's brutal. Well, we learned that Brandon will only be teaching the little baby that came to guest host tonight American history via Japanese woodcut. That's
dude, you guys need to Google that.
Send it to us or some again, please. That's great.
And then Siege learned that the beers are $54 at the spanking arena that Greg and Gravy went to together.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
$54.
Yeah. Oh, can I interject real quick?
Yeah. I missed that.
The beers at Tampa Bay Rays games are 32-ounce beers, and you get two of them for $12. Just wanted to throw that out there. Florida.
Man, are they playing by sea law or what? Like, that's awesome.
Hell yes.
And then to bring it home, Greg needs to go to Coeur d'Alene to get kaiju sushi with Brandon's wife.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Luke Cage hates sushi, which is probably why I've never recognized that place.
Oh. I saw one of the construction workers that parks in front of my house every day. I saw that he had a sticker on his car now that says, I love sushi, and it was just a stick figure going down on another stick figure. So,
nice. Class. Nice.
I just sent you a picture of American history as told by the Japanese, and it's George Washington punching a tiger.
Yes, dude. That's right. That's right.
He's hammer fisting a tiger. Get out of here. Damn right. That's awesome. Yeah. Also,
Behind the tiger? Yeah, kicking the tiger in the butt.
With his butt showing.
Yeah.
What's going on there? What's up with
going butt to butt with a tiger?
Man, this is even better than that movie with Jennifer Connelly.
This is this is the best one. Dude. This is the best one.
Guys, I've seen a movie.
This is Benjamin Franklin doing the no disassemble to the snake.
Dude, what?
Yeah. See,
are snakes a part of our lore? That's amazing.
Do you not want to be the America that Japan thought we were?
Like, if the right can have the whole don't tread on me snake, then can we have
eat a sword, snake?
Yeah.
And then somehow 200 years later they attacked us. I don't know.
That's so weird. The snakes?
No, Japan. They saw us defeat giant serpents and they still came after us? What are they thinking? Nerd talk,
yeah! In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.